Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling for an opinion research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Say that again.
Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely? Likely?
I've already voted. I put it in a mail-in vote.
Oh, okay. You already voted, so you definitely will vote, okay? Now I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention his name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you do, I would like you to tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. Larry Hogan?
Favorable. Extremely.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Robin Ficker?
Who?
Very favorable or unfavorable?
I don't even know who it is.
You don't know? Okay, no problem. Donald Trump?
I know who he is. I don't particularly care for the man.
Okay, so would you say very unfavorable?
I'd say unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Chris Chafee?
I have no idea who it is.
Okay, no problem. Okay, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
I've already voted for Hogan.
Oh, okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine? Support or oppose?
Support or not support is what you're asking?
Yes, yes. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid? Support strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Israel? Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Securing, and protecting our southern borders. Important or not important?
Important.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Job creation and economic development.
Very.
Thank you. Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Yeah, that's a problem right now.
I know. Is that important to you or not important?
Very.
Very. Thank
Very.
You. Thank you. Energy independence for this country.
Very.
Thank you. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump. Important? Important at all? Well, not too important. No, no, thank
not
you.
Too important.
Thank you. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you, we almost done. This is a very short survey. We're already at 70%. Thank you so much for taking this survey. I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidates rather than Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely, less likely to vote for him. I know you already voted, but I have to read this. Or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
It doesn't make any difference because I already voted for Hogan.
Exactly. So that's all you got to say. I just got to read it verbatim, so please. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make no difference? I already know it. I know you did. But I have to read it. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump as a senator. Robin Ficker will actually help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make no difference?
It makes no difference because I'm voting for Hogan.
Exactly. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely, less likely to vote for him. I know you already voted and you voted for him. Or if it makes no difference to you. So you can say it here. I said Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and all activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for him? Or does that make no difference? More likely, less likely? much more likely.
No,
I hope you already voted, so obviously. No effect then. Okay, I know you already voted for Larry Hogan. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. That this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, but it makes no difference.
I voted for Hogan.
Okay. And Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. That just makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, but that makes no difference to you. You already voted for him. So,
yes, I've already voted for him.
I know.
But that would be one reason it would make me even more.
Much more. That's what I'm going to put, because you already voted for him. So, I mean, everything is much more because you already voted for this person.
Right, exactly.
I'd like to ask you once again. I know you already told me, but I have to read this verbatim. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? I already know the answer. You already told me. Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
A little more conservative.
Thank you.
I'm probably more conservative than moderate.
Okay. Would you say that you're very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 and or older.
I'm older than 60. I'm 78.
So am I. Oh, no problem. Okay. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a wonderful night. Take care. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.